Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 14th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is gallivant, spelled G-A-L-L-I-V-A-N-T. Gallivant is a verb. It means to go or travel to many different places for pleasure. Here's the word used in a sentence from Vulture by Jen Chaney. Under normal circumstances, most of us can't drop what we're doing with zero notice. Buy a last-minute airplane ticket and just show up to gallivant across the country with someone we're attracted to without telling anyone where we are. Back in the 14th century, gallant, a noun borrowed from the French word galant, referred to a fashionable young man. By the middle of the next century, it was being used more specifically to refer to such a man who was attentive to and had a fondness for the company of women. In the late 17th century, this ladies' man sense gave rise to the verb galant, or gallant, to describe the process a suitor used to win a lady's heart, and gallanting became synonymous with courting. It's this verb, gallant, that is the likely source of gallivant, which originally meant to act as a gallant, or to go about, usually ostentatiously or indiscreetly, with members of the opposite sex. Today, however, gallivant is more likely to describe pleasurable wandering than romancing. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.